Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're glad to have you tuned this beautiful morning, sunny morning, nice morning, hot day. Oh, well, it's the end of the summertime. Glad to have you with us. I hope you'll pick up the phone and call us. Fall is just around the corner, and that means it is the best time of the entire year, honest to goodness. I'm not giving you a big story there. The best time to plant trees and shrubs. It is the best time for landscaping and re-landscaping your home. And as we get into cooler weather, the water restrictions will not necessarily abate, but they will become less critical to your plants because you'll have ample water. They won't dry out as quickly. Anyway, that's a far cry from where I wanted to go with that conversation, just to get you inspired to do some landscaping in September and October, and to give us a call if I can help you with the plant question. It is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And right now we begin our program with Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful and cool in places Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Always appreciate your joining us, and you have some wonderful plants to talk about right now. Tell us about them. A couple of them that are just getting really colorful.
Yeah, we always see these at the end of summer. It's just a wonderful way to end the summer. And one is Sweet Autumn Clematis, or Clematis. It's blooming now. This is a vigorous, deciduous, semi-evergreen vine, originally from Japan. It has escaped cultivation and is even naturalized here in Texas. I saw it in Tyler this past week. But it's blooming at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. In late summer, clusters of small white flowers cover this vine, giving the overall appearance of a drift of snow or a mass of clouds in the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
The flowers are fragrant, and this vine easily covers a fence or arbor within a single season. It takes full sun to dappled shade.
It is semi-evergreen, meaning that it freezes back to the ground. It's like a lot of our perennials that we have that are just a little bit on the tender order. And they freeze back to the ground and come back in the spring. That's what Sweet Autumn Clematis will do or should do.
Yes.
If you have it, I have found on my chimney where I have it growing up a wrought iron trellis, I have found that the one year that I made a mistake and left what greenery there was up on the trellis, it didn't look very good that next year. So it's a good idea to make it start over by cutting it way back to knee high or so. I took some photos a week ago, about 6 or 7 days ago, of this blooming in McKinney, Steve, and I have held individual flowers and small branches and never really picked up much of an aroma. Man, there was an aroma when you get around a bunch of them. They are sweet.
Wow.
Pretty plant, and this is the clematis that will survive here.
Yes.
Yeah, something to talk about. You're going to talk about one of the most beautiful of all fruiting plants that we grow next, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it. Tell us.
Well, that's the American Beautyberry. It is a native shrub. It's in full fruit now. This is a deciduous native Texas shrub that gets about 6 to 8 feet tall. It has large, soft leaves. The branches arch gracefully outward and downward, and this plant grows well in full sun to shade. In the spring, there are inconspicuous pale pink flowers, but you know the shrub has bloomed by the time end of summer arrives because there are clusters of brilliant purple fruits along the stems in late summer and fall. There is a variety that has white fruit. It's called Alba. It's not very common.
Not very pretty. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. I prefer the purple fruit. They really show up.
Yeah.
But this is a good plant to attract birds. Mockingbirds especially love the fruit, so it's a great plant for a wildscape.
Folks, the leaves look a little like a mulberry leaf, and the clusters of fruit look unlike anything you've ever seen because they just look like you started a snowball of fruit about every 4 or 5 inches up and down the stem. And these little berries are a little larger than BBs, and they are iridescent purple. They are beautiful. Hence the name, American Beautyberry. I grew up with this out in the woods in College Station. I don't know how far north it comes and is still native. I don't think it's native in Tarrant County, is it, Steve?
No.
Yeah. It does come up occasionally in my yard. I have 4 or 5 of them, but it's certainly not invasive. Beautiful plant. You have some classes coming up this fall?
Well, we do through TCU's Extended Education Program, and people can sign up now for those fall classes. We offer them at the Botanic Garden, quite a few at the Botanic Garden, and people can register online at the garden's website or at lifelong.tcu.edu. Either way, they can register for the classes that will be taught at the Botanic Garden.
And there's a good description of what the classes are on the Fort Worth Botanic Garden website?
Yes.
Let's just go with that one first. What is that website?
That is fwbg.org.
All right, and for people who want to come out and see the sweet autumn clematis, is the American Beauty Berry in full color yet?
Oh, yes.
That's and mine is still as green as grass. That's just amazing.
Really?
It's isn't that funny how the season varies from place to place? I mean, I'm a long ways from you, 55 miles. That's not very far in Texas. All right, and if they want to come see you, how do they find you?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
And what is the 24-hour information line?
That is 817-392-5510.
Steve Huddleston is the senior horticulturist at the Botanic Garden. He also writes for my magazine, and we're very grateful for that and for all the good work he does for North Texas and for the fact that he's here with us live every Sunday. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you next week, Steve Huddleston. Sponsored today by Baylor, Plano, and Baylor McKinney. And you say, Baylor, I thought that was Waco. Well, this is the Baylor Hospital System, and these are two wonderful hospitals. I'm about to tackle the big words, folks. Say a little prayer for Neil. For people with brain aneurysms, strokes, some tumors, and many other brain and spinal vascular conditions, neurointerventional radiology can offer a less invasive alternative to traditional surgical therapy. With new treatment methods available both at Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano, patients will experience faster recovery times and shorter hospital stays. Patients can expect to resume their usual activities more quickly than with open surgical options. Look for a neurologist or neurosurgeon on the Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano medical staff. You can call to find one at 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number four. 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. Now, I need to tell you that these two hospitals, the Baylor system is very large and they're wonderful hospitals all around. These two I single out because our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano in April of 2005 from the flesh-eating bacterium, a very rare and often fatal infection when nobody knows where it comes from, but they knew what to do at Baylor Plano. You think we're just a little grateful? Yes, we are. And Baylor McKinney, my wife serves on the board there proudly, so she loves that. Board meetings every month, and she is on a couple of committees, and she loves that service. These are great hospitals. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, 1-800-4-BAYLOR or BaylorHealth.com. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. All right, thank you there, announcer, whoever you are. We're ready to get this program underway, and we go first to Bill in Duncanville. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
My nurseryman tells me that he may not have dementia and gallery until the 5th of September. Is that too late?
No, but I would get them the moment they come in. He must be getting a truckload of things at that point. That's probably the delivery schedule. I don't think it's the manufacturer schedule. But no, that would be fine. You want to have them on the first 10 days of September. And Bill, a lot of it depends on what the weather does. If it were to turn really cool, not going to, but if it were to turn really cool and rainy in the next week, I might slide that forward to the first week of September, and you might be able to cheat 2 or 3 days beyond the 10th of September if it stays hot and dry. But, you know, I get so many calls in the spring from people who say, well, I put it out and the weeds still came up, and it sounds like they did everything right, and then they tell me they did it on the 15th of September. I say, please try it earlier next year. So I just arbitrarily say the first week of September. You'll be fine. You're within that window even, so you're good.
Well, in your article in Friday's paper,
yes,
it appeared that you were saying put down the fertilizer and the pre-emergent on the same day. Is that correct?
Well, I got a fax of all things to my office. It's been 20 years since somebody sent me a fax with a question. It's not a way I can really address things, but I'm going to do it right here on the air. And his concern was that he can only water twice a month. You do this on your water day, and the schedule I was trying to impart because of this oddball year that we have. Now, mind you, Bill, that newspaper goes to a lot of different cities. It's the morning news, and it's their insert. And I think they have 17 different cities they cover. I forget what they told me. And some cities have twice a week, and those of us in Collin County have twice a month watering. So I'm going to address it from the twice a month. It'll be easy for you if you have a more frequent watering ability. If you're going to do it on a day that you can water, which you need to do, you don't want to fertilize on a day when you can't water the fertilizer in. Here's the schedule I would follow. I would mow in the morning. I would fertilize in the morning. I would water heavily in the morning. Get it soaked down into the ground. I would then put out, you mentioned dimension and either Halts or dimension, and then a gallery for the broadleafed weeds, and Halts and dimension are for the grassy weeds for people who don't know what we're talking about. So you're going to have to make two passes. There's no product that has both of those. You'll have to make two passes over the lawn, one with each of the pre-emergents. Those can be done back to back. You do one, then you go at right angles to that and do the other one. And that gives you the two pre-emergents. That would be done in the evening after the grass has dried, the blades are dry, and then you water lightly to dissolve those granules and let them spread across the surface of the soil. That's how you do it all in one day.
Okay, sir. And if I may, I'm an 83-year-old man that's been buying fertilizer the best I could find since I was 20. And I can truthfully say that none of the fertilizers were anywhere near as good as yours.
Aww.
And it's a shame that whoever distributes that didn't realize that.
Yeah, I appreciate your saying that very, very much. That really means a lot. We worked hard on the analysis of it, and I won't say that I'll never have a fertilizer, but twice I've relied on distributors, and you know, it's just easier sometimes when you do it yourself. That's a sad state, and I'm not announcing I'm going to be doing anything myself, but I just really got burned both times on distributors.
Well, I thank you very, very much.
You bet. Thank you for the call, Bill. Have a great day.
You also.
All righty. I will address that right now within the confines of my ad time, in fact, to say that the distributors are good people, and it also depends on retailers. It depends on customers coming in asking for a product, and so those things all play together. So I don't put it all at the feet of the distributors, but I just it wore me out, people calling saying, why can't I find it in such place or here or there, cities? Why can't I find your fertilizer in Houston? Houston, it's not like Houston is a tiny town, and so that's why I made the change. I just got tired of that. I want to tell you about a couple of things today. One of them is my home landscape school, which is coming up on Saturday, February 14th. This is the first ad that we have done for the 2015 home landscape school. It's going to be a good one. Stephen Chambley and I will be teaching you as we have for several years. This is 20 years that we've done the home landscape school. It always sells out, and we have a big discount for you if you will sign up now for the early sign up. You will learn principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have the perfect lawn, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, how to draw a landscape plan to scale. We will teach you all day Saturday, February 14. Yep, it's Valentine's Day. Celebrate it that way. And then Stephen Chambley and I will teach. Stephen is the horticulturist at Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, and he's a wonderful speaker and a great horticulturist. We will teach all day the 14th of February, and then you get a one-on-one landscape consultation to develop a landscape plan for your home. And those dates you can choose from either February 28 or March 1. That's Saturday, Sunday. And you'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape plan and the knowledge of how to do more plans in the future. Now, the price is $179. It will become $199 for one person, $219 for two people, $239 if you delay. So sign up right away. It's the same number you call if you'd like to order my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. 1-800-752-GROW. The office will be open only until 10 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. I am so very, very pleased to get to tell you about Callaway's Nurseries. You know that there are 17 Callaway's in the Metroplex. I want to tell you just a little bit about the people. First of all, they have more Texas-certified and Master-certified nursery professionals than any other nursery in the state of Texas. That's how much they believe in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association educational program, the certification program. Their leaders are leaders in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, TNLA. They have held the highest positions. They've won the highest awards. They have beautiful garden centers and experts to help you right down the street from your house. I love Callaway's. You will too. Let me give you some of the specials. A couple of their Texas Sage, Green Cloud and Compacta, in 3-gallon containers would have been $24.99. They're just $16.98 this weekend. And this is actually through Thursday. Lime Sizzler Firebush. This is the variegated firebush that was $29.99 for $19.98 in big 3-gallon pots. And Croton 6-inch pots would have been $14.99. Lots of time ahead for beautiful color, and they're just $9.98. Get on the Callaway's website and sign up for their newsletter. You'll love that as well. Callaway's Nursery. I hope you'll get to know them really well, really soon. Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com. Good, good people they are indeed. And in fact, while you're fixing up the roof of your house, why don't you fix up the inside as well? Sunburst Shutters. I had lunch this week with Bruce Jones, the founder of Sunburst Shutters. He has turned the business completely over to his son so he could do some volunteer work for their church. And I love these people. I love the people of Sunburst Shutters, and I love the product. You are going to be really thrilled. If you are in the market for new shutters, interior shutters for your home, plantation style, these beautiful shutters, call Collins Jones and the other folks at Sunburst Shutters. They will come to your home or your office for that matter. We just had Sunburst Shutters put in our office about 2 months, 3-4 months ago. And boy, it's made a huge difference in the temperature inside the office. It's an old building. No way to get insulation into a porch that was enclosed, a great big screen front porch somebody enclosed 40 or 50 years ago. And it is habitable for the first time in the summertime. Sunburst Shutters. They're 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvers. They're made of polywood, which is a man-made product, more energy efficient. It doesn't crack or split or peel or warp, or it's color fast, doesn't fade, therefore white or off-white. They can do specific colors. They can do wood shutters if you need them to. Every shutter is custom measured, custom installed. They're just the best. Sunburstshutters.com. Sunburstshutters.com. Call, they'll come to your home, or they'll give you directions to their showroom if you prefer. Better to have them come to your house and measure. And they certainly serve Houston, Waco, San Antonio, and Austin as well. 214-343-2601. That's 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com. Martha in Little Elm is our next guest here on the radio. Martha, good morning.
Good morning to you. I have a question on my crepe myrtle, and that's, when is a good time to trim those branches that come out from the ground on those?
All right, so in other words, you are trying to train it as a tree, and you're having sprouts are coming up that are kind of keeping it from looking like a tree. Those can be removed 12 months a year, anytime you want to. There is absolutely no rule on those. It's a shrub. Genetically, all crepe myrtles are shrubs, and so you can remove those anytime you want to. So no, okay, no rules good. On that one. Just don't top your crepe myrtle. That's the main thing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Yeah, just
okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. The for the uninitiated who have only been here a few months, I go on a rant about not topping crepe myrtles. No, I have no clue. I've been a horticulturist all of my life since I was in junior high school, and I have never understood why people do that to crepe myrtles. Nobody can give me an excuse, and I've heard every one of them. Believe me, people have worn me out with their lame excuses of it makes them flower better or it does this or that. That's all bahooey. So what it is. Carol in Arlington, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's going on?
I had a Japanese maple planted this summer by a landscaper.
Okay.
And he told me to water it every day for 2 weeks, which I did. And everything he's planted is dying. And now the maple, the Japanese maple, is dying too. Is there
he told you to water. He told you to water how?
He told me at first. He said two every morning for 2 weeks,
okay,
which I did.
Okay.
And I'm in Arlington, so I can only water twice a week. So now I'm putting, you know, I've watered daily almost one form or another, and it's still dying.
How much sunlight does it get?
It's probably, it gets west sun in the afternoon from noon on.
I have 25 or so, 20 or 25 Japanese maples in our landscape. We're kind of out in the country, and there is not one of them that receives more than 5 minutes sunlight a day. They can't handle the sun. It's an understory tree. It needs to be beneath other trees. If that was a landscaper who recommended that to you, I think you could hold him or her accountable for it. If you ask that it be planted there, then perhaps not. But
no, this was all his plan, and
it is not the least bit adapted to west sun. Japanese
okay.
maples, and there are many kinds of Japanese maples. And planting it in the summer, I'm sure it came out of a nursery where it was in shade. You'll see them in nurseries in the spring out in the full sun, but they don't leave them out in the sun during the summer because they know that they will scorch badly. I don't know what else has died, but in terms of Japanese maples, that certainly is the answer. And watering every day for 2 weeks, I don't understand that. You water every day for a couple of days just to get all of the air driven out of the soil, and then from that point on, you monitor the top of the soil where the root ball is. That root ball, all the roots are still in the original root ball that was in the pot.
Right.
And they will stay that way for many months, for a year or two. And so you just check the soil in that to make sure it's not drying out. When it begins to dry out, at that point you come back and water it. It may be every couple of days. My rule is when I plant new shrubs or trees in my landscape, I hand water them with a hose. I physically stand there and hand water them Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I sometimes, if it's really hot, I'll do it Sunday and then just double up by starting over again Monday if it's 100 or above. But that's the only way to get a new plant established. Sprinkler irrigation with a lawn sprinkler is not going to work on new plants. So, but anyway, I don't think that's the problem. I think the sun is the problem.
There's pretty much nothing I can do then, huh?
You can ask him to transplant it to a shaded spot come wintertime. It's not going to kill it. It's just going to make it really weak, unless it did get too dry at some point. But
okay.
if the tree still has some vigor this fall, then I would transplant it once it's dormant in late November, December, January,
right,
into a shaded spot, and it should do beautifully. They're beautiful plants, but they are not intended to be out in the sun here.
Okay, and should I keep watering it?
Certainly.
Daily? Okay.
I didn't say daily. How often do you take a drink of water? Does that vary, or is it always every hour or every day? Or
it varies.
It varies. It needs to be the same thing for your plants.
Okay.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate your call.
You
your
bet.
Help.
You betcha. All right. My buddy Dorothy. I haven't heard from Dorothy in a long time. She will come up right after this news break, and you would be right after Dorothy if you'd like to get in line. She's nice to chat with while you're in line. That number, if you'd call right now, please, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Use a few calls right now. We have our longest segment coming up. You'll probably get on the air in that segment if you'll call right right now. Arborological Services, their experts were at our home this week. I have them out once a year because we have pecan trees. Pecan trees are notorious for dropping branches here or there and having just, you know, structural things that happen to them. Any tree will do that. And that's why you want to have Arborological Services look at your tree at least every year, sometimes a couple of times a year. It's just good practice. Things happen. And their experts are the best in the business. Now, the way it works, best I can tell from doing their ads and being their friend for 20-some years, the way it works is that you have an account representative, a certified arborist, who is assigned to your neighborhood, and that man or woman will be the one who will check on your trees when you have appointments scheduled. And if work is needed, we marvel at watching their tree climbers go up into our trees. Our grandson Joseph was present when the climbing crew started ascending this week, and his mouth just dropped open. He's 5 years old, and he's wishing he was on that crew. It was amazing. They're just the best it gets. They know what to do, and they do it right. That's why they have won the awards. That's why they are the only people who will ever touch my trees. Everything from routine tree maintenance, in our case, a couple of times, rather difficult tree takedowns where a tree has died for one reason or another. It does happen. They're mortal beings. They are the best. Arborological Services. Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. You know what? They got away from those different numbers. And right here in big green ink I have on my ad copy, toll-free number anywhere in the Metroplex, 866-552-7267. Old habits are hard to break. 866-552-7267. On the web, it's arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
I want to tell you right now about Scott's Holtz brand crabgrass preventer. Are you awake? First, you got to be awake, and I hope you're sober, because I'm going to tell you the product name and then tell you ignore the product name. It's Holtz brand crabgrass preventer. It's from Scott's. But I'm not talking about crabgrass right now. That's what it is. You'll go in and buy Scott's brand Holtz crabgrass preventer, but you're not going to be using it for crabgrass right now. That's the spring applications of early March, early June. At this time, the first week of September, you will apply Holtz brand crabgrass preventer from Scott's to prevent the germination of annual bluegrass, Poa annua, the little grass that is about 4 inches tall and must have a million seed heads on it in the springtime. You've seen it. It grows in cracks in the driveway. That's not where you want to put the Holtz out, but it grows in every little void in your lawn. Your lawn will be plagued by it if you've had it in the past and if you don't put out Holtz crabgrass preventer. Now, please do not confuse the issue. You're not applying this product now for crabgrass. It's just that's the way most of it is sold, so it has that on the name. You're using it for Poa annua, annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass, and the timing is the first week of September. Scott's has wonderful fertilizers as well. If you want to put out a fertilizer and the Holtz, you would do the fertilizer in the morning, water it in deeply, and then by evening, you would put out the Holtz and water lightly to disperse them across the soil. Great way to prevent the annual bluegrass. You get one chance a year. Please do not call me in February or March, Neil, how can I get rid of such and such? Because I'm going to tell you, okay, you wait until the first week of September, and let's do it together, class. You apply Holtz brand crabgrass preventer for annual bluegrass. It's from Scott's. Ask for it by name. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom right now. It is Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. It is 8:34 from the WBAP 24/7 news desk. Texans can do a better job in fighting cancer. That story coming up after we update your traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch, I-635 westbound near Highway 121. We still have all lanes blocked in that area due to police activity. Let us know about traffic problems you see by calling the traffic tip hotline anytime, 214-765-5299. WBAP 24/7 forecast, mostly sunny and hot, humid today. High should be around 101, low tonight 78. Sunny, hot, 100 for the high tomorrow through Tuesday. Currently, it's 81 degrees. A new report finds that Texas falls short on policies to fight cancer. The American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network has put together a state-by-state look at how legislators are dealing with the disease. The organization's Cam Scott says one thing Texas lawmakers can improve upon in tobacco is tobacco use prevention.
Because Texas receives nearly $2 billion annually from tobacco settlement revenues and tobacco tax revenues, and just using a small portion of that could go a long way to preventing kids from using tobacco, helping adults quit, and ultimately saving thousands of lives.
And it's still not clear when or if Icelandic volcano eruptions will melt ice and send steam and ash into the air. Iceland has raised its aviation alert for the volcano to the highest level of red on Saturday. Veteran pilot John Nance on the potential for international travel chaos.
The reason this is so serious is because volcanic debris in the air can cause the jetliner's engines, all of them, to stop, which is not a good thing. It can also cause accelerated wear, and none of that is acceptable.
Once again, our high today should be around 101, currently 81 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Martha Rose. Hey, you know what? Let me back up and tell you something. Did you hear how many pets got adopted last week at that empty the shelter thing on Saturday? I didn't have a chance to tell you, but I put it on Facebook. 2,200 pets from all the different shelters that partnered on that. Good job, North Texas. That is so cool. That's 2,200 dogs and cats that found wonderful homes and 2,200 people or families who found that adopting pets at the shelters is a great plan. All right, with that big pitch and sales send-off, today's SPCA of Texas dog is Martha Rose. She is a laid-back, gentle gal. Martha Rose is a four-year-old hound mix. She weighs 43 pounds. She is beautiful, beautiful brown and white coat, floppy ears. She loves to play, especially with kids. She's also a big fan of going on car rides and going on walks. She was surrendered after that empty the shelter by her previous owners because they're cat people. And Martha Ray, Martha Rose, Martha Ray too perhaps, Martha, not more. Martha Rose, not a cat dog, not a cat dog at all. So if you have cats in the house, maybe you say, I'll take the next one. But if you're looking for a wonderful dog and you're a dog guy like I am, you need Martha Rose. She can't wait to snuggle with her new forever family. If you're looking for a new best canine friend, you need to go to the McKinney Shelter. That's the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in Southwest McKinney, right there by Craig Ranch. It is addressed at 8411 Stacy Road, 8411 Stacy Road. You can take Stacy all the way from east of Central and end up there, or you can come down Main Street from Frisco, and it turns into Stacy when you go across Custer. They're just a quarter mile east of Custer. Open noon to 6, 7 days a week. So is the beautiful Dallas Shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30. If you want to see Martha Rose and all the other adoptable pets, go to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. That's the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Yeah, and our office will be open till 10 today, so please do call. Advanced Foundation Repair, the ever-shifting soil here in North Texas is responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. And you say, well, how can a heavy black clay shift? Well, let's talk about that. You ever notice the cracks that develop when the soil gets really dry? You can stick your arm down in them. Don't leave your arm in there very long, though, because a rainstorm comes up. You're going to have to pull it out with suction. It is a really strange soil. It expands when it's wet. It contracts when it's dry. And foundations that are poured with insufficient piers and beams and all the work struggle. Even those that are done properly struggle. And that's why we have Advanced Foundation Repair. These are the leaders in the foundation repair industry. They will come to your home for a free home inspection. That inspection takes about an hour and a half. It's not something where they sit at the curb and take a photo and write three notes and send you something. They come in and look very thoroughly. It's almost like a topographic exploration of the surface of your floors, of your home. And they'll show you where the floors are lower than other areas. That means you got a problem over there. That concrete wasn't poured 2 inches lower in our one room that had the big problems. He said it's 2.5 inches lower over on that corner, 24 feet away. Oh my gosh, you could slide out of the room at that rate. They made our house whole again. They did the same thing with my magazine office, even though it was pier and beam. They can help you with any foundation problem. And if you don't have the problems, they will tell you that right up front. And if they do give you an estimate of what it would cost to make your house perfect once again, it will probably be the lowest estimate you'll get, and the work will be done the best. And the guarantee cannot be beaten because it's for the lifetime of the building, transferable owner to owner. You want a piece of all that? I'll bet you do. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. All right, here we go into the calls. We'll get several done this segment. Dorothy in Milford, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really good to hear from you.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not listening.
Okay, that's good. How can I help you?
I did not cut my roses back when you said to. Is it too late to cut them back now?
End of August. You know, I think, Dorothy, you could probably trim them a little bit and clean them up, but normally we say in the first week of August, you prune them back by 1/3,
yes,
comparable to what
and
we
I didn't do.
Yeah, comparable to what we do in mid-February when we prune them by half. If you were to prune them by 1/3 now, I think the growth would come so late that the blooms would be pretty late. I'd probably just tidy them up a bit, maybe prune them by 20%. Just a little bit back, reducing the height a little bit and thinning out the weak canes. I would not do the full 1/3 at this point.
Okay. And then, tell me again when you said to prune them back all the way.
Well, the heavy pruning that we do is between the 10th and 20th of February. I like to be on the front end of that because they sprout out pretty early. And so I may even do it the first 2 weeks of February. Let me just arbitrarily, you're south of us a good bit.
Yes.
Let me arbitrarily say, please do it between the 1st and 15th of February. And then the first week of February, first week of August. I give you 9 answers. You pick one. First week of February, first week of August. That is an answer tailored specifically for Milford, Texas.
Thank you very
much.
You
got, and I didn't charge any more for a specialty answer like that. Dorothy, I'm glad to hear from you. She is my dear friend. She was at the opening of our garden shows when Audrey was born. She was there. She's been there for everything. So.
When are you going to have another show?
That probably is going to be in my next lifetime. That's something I retired from. Yeah. I'll be around a lot, but I sold that, and so that was just, that was after 20 years, it was time to do some other things.
Are you going to be at the one in Waxahachie?
I don't know. I haven't gotten any communication from them, so apparently not. I have a lot of others, Dorothy. We'll be out and about a good bit. I'll look forward to seeing you, girl.
Well, let me know where they are.
I will. You take care. Keep listening. I'll tell you.
Enjoy very much your program.
Thank you. I enjoy having you as a friend. Take care.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go to Laura in Rowlett. Laura, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm super. How can I help you?
A couple of years ago, we bought a peach tree, and it's fruited already this year, and we got 100 to 200 peaches off of it.
Wow.
But I need to know, how do I trim it up, or do I do it now?
Peaches are pruned at the time. Let me start from scratch, from the beginning, and then you're going to have to pick up as best you can at this point. The ideal way to prune peaches is when they are planted, you prune them back to about 24 inches, and you allow three branches to develop that become the scaffold branches for the tree. They come out at 120 degrees from each other around the trunk of the tree. You select the three that are most uniformly distanced one to the next and let them develop. And then every winter after that, this is all done in the winter from this point on, every winter after that, you remove any branches that ascend. Your goal is to have a great big flattened low cereal bowl kind of a shape to that tree, where it will end up being 10 or 11 feet tall maximum, probably 9 or 10 feet, and 15 or 16 feet wide. And you do that by removing the vertical shoots time after time after time, always in January or early February.
Okay, because right now it looks like a huge bush.
Yeah, and you're going to have a little bit of a hard time getting it back to that shape because it didn't get done in the first place, but do the best you can. All I can suggest is come as close as you can.
Okay, thank you, Neil.
Yeah, if you have my book, there's a lot of description there. There's a lot of description on my website. There's a lot of description through Texas A&M Aggie Horticulture, and if you enter a search just for peaches specifically, you'll find some really good fact sheets on that.
All right, I'll do that.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a couple of McKinney calls that will come up right after this break, so stay with us if you will. And we're going to be talking about crabgrass and magnolias. That's what we're going to be talking about. Let me tell you about my new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. And the number that you're going to call to order this book is going to be the same number that you would call to register for our 2015 Home Landscape School on Saturday, February 14. I might add that all of this can be done on my website, and you can get all the information on the website. Back to the book now. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. I released it about 4 months ago. I self-published it so I wouldn't have to work through distributors and publishers. I wanted to do it the way that I felt would be the most useful book. And I've had probably 500 people tell me this is so easy to use. And that was why I wanted to be able to self-publish. Just the three of us, my editor, an artist, and Neil, worked on the book. It has chapter one, which covers all of the basic facts you need to know for all kinds of gardening in Texas. You know, soil preparation is going to be the same for a new shrub bed as it will be for perennials, as it will be for a vegetable garden. So that we cover once up front, and temperature and hardiness zones, all that once up front. Chapter two is what I used to put in my annual gardening calendars. I don't do those anymore, but I have 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. And that's done 4 pages per month, 12 months, 48 pages. And then specific chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, turf grass, annuals, perennials, fruit, and vegetables. There's a lot of information. And 25 multi-page charts. Also, you have 840 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is chock full of information, probably three times as much information as my 23-year-old complete guide to Texas gardening. If you are relying on that one as your source of information, you're driving a 23-year-old car. I would suggest that you upgrade, and Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is on sale today. Normally $32.95 for only $28.95 plus tax and shipping. And that is a bargain, and that's about $10 or $15 less than you would get it otherwise if it went through a publisher. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. Again, that number to call for the book or to register for the Landscape School, 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
Serenity High in McKinney is the nation's only public high school, a recovery high school. It is open to students from partnering districts from Collin and surrounding counties. Typically, we have about 15 partnering districts that work alongside us at Serenity High so that their students can attend. I say us because I serve on the advisory board for Serenity High, and one of our main goals is fundraising. Love this school and graduation at Serenity High, where young men and women who had become hopeless about their own lives have been had their self-esteem rebuilt. It is the coolest thing you've ever witnessed, and it's one of a kind in America, and it's right here in the Metroplex, Serenity High in McKinney. If you have a child or a grandchild who has developed substance issues, has been successful in drug and alcohol rehab, and is afraid to go back to the home school, that's why Serenity High exists. It's for that young man or young woman to get life back on track in a sober environment. SerenityHigh.org, Serenity High in McKinney. And that's just my own personal add-on to that one. Before you trim your trees or start construction that could bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore. The Encore toll-free number is 888-313-6862. The specialists at Encore can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete that project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. I think you might surmise that. Not a good plan. You could become a conductor, and you don't want to be that kind of conductor, because you could be seriously injured. You could even be killed if a power line and a tree limb that you're working on come in contact with one another. Be very mindful of pole pruners and other high-reaching equipment when you're working in your landscape. You just don't want to take that chance. If you are seeing sparking and fire, call 911 if it's caused by a tree limb. You call 911. Don't try to take the limb down or anything else. Just call 911 and get out of the way. If you're going to be digging for landscape improvements, trenching, anything like that, call 811 at least two business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. That's Encore Electric Service Delivery. I'm having lunch with their folks this week and looking forward to it a lot. They're great people. They are all about bringing us electricity, but doing so safely. Encore.com, Encore.com. We go back to our phone lines. We have Freddie and McKinney. Freddie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. It sure was fun to meet you at the book signing at Market Street in McKinney.
Oh, thank you for coming. That was fun. Thank you.
That was great. I bought a house recently that had somebody who didn't use halts, and I have a lawn full of crabgrass, And my mother-in-law gave me a bottle of 2,4-D, and I was wondering if now would be a good time to use that.
It's a fine time to use it, but it won't touch the crabgrass. That's a broadleafed weed killer. That would kill poison ivy or dandelions or clover or anything other than a grass. We don't have, Freddie, we do not have a spray of any kind or granule of any kind that will control crabgrass that is already growing in a lawn. The only things that we have that will kill the crabgrass will also kill the lawn, and so it's better just to serve your time and get to the end of the summer and end of this season, and then put out the pre-emergence come early March and then repeat it early June. First week of March, first week of June. Now, I want to challenge you one little bit just to make sure that we're on the same page. Are you absolutely Loctite sure that you have crabgrass and not Dallas grass?
Yes. I didn't know the difference.
All right. If you know that difference, then crabgrass is an annual, so a pre-emergent applied first week of March, first week of June will keep it from coming up next year. Dallas grass is perennial. It comes back. The pre-emergent doesn't have much impact on it.
So I'm going to be on my hands and knees for a while pulling if I want to get rid of it now. Is that it?
Yeah, if you're that masochistic about things, or you can just, that's why the companies will print you a sign that says test lawn, and you can let people wonder what you're testing.
My patience.
Yeah, really. You'll get through it. It'll be over, and then the pre-emergent really will work for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Freddie. Let's go to Perry and McKinney. Perry, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I have about a minute. I think I can get you helped.
Sure. About 8 years ago, I planted a little gem magnolia at my mom's house in Arkansas. But 2 years ago, I saw a little volunteer 2 feet from it, brought it down here to McKinney. It's about 12 inches tall, and it seems to me it's a southern magnolia. I just wondered if that's possible.
Yeah, I have. It probably is, and I'll bet that seed that was brought in by a bird from some other tree, because I have never seen little gems sprout. I have one that has cones and sends out fruit, but I've never seen a volunteer in my landscape. I guess it could happen. It might happen in a sandy soil of Arkansas that wouldn't happen on our clay soil. But if it came from little gem and came up as a seedling, it's going to be a standard southern magnolia or some other hybrid. Chances are it'll be large. If it came from some other tree, it's going to be southern magnolia, and so it's going to be large. Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, it's a little gem is a hybrid that will not come true from seed. Hey, that worked out great, and I have time to give you my phone number. I need calls now, folks, because I completely emptied the cupboard. 800-752—that's my magazine number. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll be back after the news.